This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Northeast holds immense potential to propel the country's growth. He added that the 21st century belongs to the East, to Asia and to India. Mr. Modi underscored that several northeastern cities have huge potential, similar to other big cities in the country. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Highlighting the importance of the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav, Mr. Modi said this is the first and a unique event which will open huge investment opportunities in the northeastern states. He also stated that this is a great opportunity for the farmers, artisans and craftsmen of the northeast, as well as investors from all over the world. He added that the government is connecting the northeast with the trinity of emotion, economy and ecology. Both houses of parliament were adjourned till Monday following uproar on different issues today. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned after a ruckus by the Treasury bench members on the issue of the cash row, while the Lok Sabha was adjourned amidst protests by opposition members on BJP MP Nishikant Dubey's allegation against leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi and other Congress leaders. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has said his ministry supports and promotes adoption of emerging technologies in the broadcasting sector by issuing appropriate policy directions from time to time. He said Prasar Bharati continuously upgrades the Akashvani and Doordarshan networks by adopting emerging technologies in the broadcasting sector like digitalization of network and upgradation to the latest equipment. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today, the minister said Prasar Bharati has also entered into an MOU with IIT Kanpur for direct-to-mobile D2M broadcasting technology. The Haryana police were forced to fire tear gas shells on a group of protesting farmers at Shambhu border when they tried to uproot barricades erected there to march further despite requests from the police that the farmers had no permission to move forward. Meanwhile, the farmer leaders have reportedly called the group back for the time being, but not the protest. They will decide on the next action plan accordingly. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has accused the BJP of seeking the deletion of voters from electoral rolls ahead of the assembly elections in Delhi. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Kejriwal claimed that the BJP has submitted applications to the Election Commission to delete thousands of voter registrations in several constituencies. He alleged that in the last 1 month, the BJP has filed around 11,000 applications to cancel votes in the Shahdara constituency. On the other hand, the BJP has hit back at the AAP, claiming that the ruling party in Delhi is making false allegations, sensing defeat in the upcoming polls. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the 11th time in a row. The RBI has slashed the cash reserve ratio by 50 basis points to 4% in order to ease the potential liquidity stress. This move would unlock 1.16 lakh crore rupees bank funds. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 8 people died and around 18 were seriously injured in a road accident on the Agra-Lucknow Expressway in Kannauj district today. The accident took place when a double-decker bus travelling from Lucknow to Delhi lost control and overturned after colliding with a truck parked on the expressway. The injured have been admitted to Saifai Medical College. State Jal Shakti Minister Swatantra Dev Singh reached the accident site and gave instructions to provide better treatment to the injured. Mahaparinirvan Divas of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar is being observed today, marking the death anniversary of the chief architect of the Indian Constitution. Several events have been organized all over the country to mark the occasion. The Indian Meteorological Department has said a fresh western disturbance is likely to affect the western Himalayan region and adjoining plains of northwest India from Sunday. This will cause heavy rainfall and snowfall over North India, including Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh. And with that, we end this news bulletin.